Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. If you have a Bible question or some troublesome life issue you'd like to discuss, we'd love to hear about it right now and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of Jesus Christ and walking in His life every day. The lines are open for you right now at 844-322-2742, and that, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we do have open lines right now at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. If you have a problem situation that you would like some biblical wisdom on, or a particular passage that you may not understand, we would love to talk to you today. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Well, we're talking this month about the grace of God, and we have a fantastic resource that we want to put into your hands this month. It's called Simply Grace, and we recorded a conference that we did back in September of this year. It has six messages in it, and it's all about the grace of God. It answers the why of grace and how grace is the very thing that saves us, sustains us, and keeps us forever. So it is a powerful, powerful series. We want to put it in your hands. It's available for a gift this month, the Basic Gospel, our way of saying thank you. But it is a fabulous resource, one that you will want to listen to time and time again, and one that you will want to share with others. So go to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net, and click the donate button, and then follow all of the instructions there. And I know you will be encouraged as you listen through these particular messages. And one of the things that we learn about the grace of God is that the grace of God makes us something different than what we were. When we came into this world, we were lost, we were dead spiritually, we were sinners by nature. So our identity was one of a sinner. But when the grace of God hits our hearts, there's a change that takes place. We get a brand new identity, and that identity is something that's going to last forever. Now, identity is a big thing, and it's something that we're all wanting to figure out concerning ourselves. Who are we? That's one of the big questions that we ask of ourselves. Who are we? And God answers in the grace of God, and He gives us a brand new identity. He changes us from sinner to child of God. We see this in 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Now, the reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him. So what is our identity? It is child of God. And that's a result of the love the Father has given to each and every one of us, a love that He has lavished upon us. So we were once sinners, we were saved by grace, and now we are children of God. And this is so vitally important for us to grab hold of and for us to really let sink deep within our hearts and souls. I know there are many people out there that know the Word of God like they know the back of their hand, and yet they struggle in their Christian life. Why? Because they're still identifying themselves with some sin that they committed in the past. And they will look at this particular passage in 1 John chapter 3, and they say, yeah, I know that verse, but that doesn't apply to me because I'm still a whatever that sin was. It could be an adulterer, it could be a thief, it could be something else or anything else, but they're holding on to an identity from the past because of something they have done in the past. Now, what God wants to say, you were a sinner, that's how you were identified back then, but God's grace saved you, and now you are a saint, a child of God. And with this comes hope. Hope is infused in this new identity. And it says this, and everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. So this new identity that we have as children of God starts to reshape everything about us and manifests itself out in ways in which we treat others, handle relationships. It impacts every single area of life. So who are you? Well, if you've believed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you no longer are a sinner. You once were a sinner, but you were saved by grace. Now you are a child of God. Well, that's what you're going to learn through this new CD series called Simply Grace. We want to put that in your hands. It's available to you for a gift to Basic Gospel this month. And it's a great way to help others get grounded in their identity in Christ. When you give to Basic Gospel, you're helping others not only here in the United States, but literally around the world who are coming to grips with what the grace of God is all about and really discovering their identity in Jesus Christ. You're helping answer one of those three most important questions that every human being asks. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? You're helping to give a solid, clear, unshakable answer for people looking for identity. So give generously, and when you do, be sure and request your copy of Simply Grace. We'll get it to you as quickly as we can. Well, you're listening to Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher. We're glad you have tuned in. 844-322-2742 is the number. 844-322-2742 is the number. Our phone lines are starting to fill up. So if you have a question, jump on right now. 844-322-2742. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, and talk with Chris, who's listening to us on The Word. Hi, Chris.
How's it going?
It's going fantastic. How are you, my friend?
Oh, good.
Well, what's on your mind?
I called last week and asked about Lordship Salvation.
Yes, sir.
What I'd like to know, in Matthew 7, who is Jesus talking to when he says, I never knew you? When people say, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy your name and cast out demons and all that stuff?
Well, that's a great question, Chris, and we've actually answered this and have it posted on our YouTube channel. And just a quick plug for our YouTube channel. It is a great place to get questions answered and a little more in detail than what we can do here on the broadcast. So if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, be sure and go to that and hit the subscribe link, and you will get a notification whenever we put up a new video. And our newest video is on the question of divorce and remarriage. I think you'll find it interesting. But back to this passage, Chris, in Matthew chapter 7, he is actually talking to people, one, who are not believers, who have never turned to Christ by faith. They're either false prophets or bad trees, so to speak. And that's kind of the context. In verse 15, it says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. So those are pretenders. Those are folks who may say something with their lips, but their hearts are somewhere else. Their hearts are selfish. Their hearts are still in rebellion toward God. Their hearts are still far from God. So they're sheep's clothing. That's what they wear. But inwardly, they are ravenous wolves. And certainly they are doing things to draw people, to draw crowds, to get people to follow them so that their pockets can be made full. So that's who Jesus is talking to. Now, in the end, those folks are going to come to him, and they're going to say, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name and do mighty works in your name? So, Chris, these folks are arguing their case. Here's why we should be in heaven. Here are the things that we have done. Well, no one gets to heaven by the things that they do they? We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus. It's not of works. It's a gift of God so that no one can boast. But here they are boasting about their works. And because they're boasting about their works and they're hoping their works will get them into heaven, Jesus says, depart from me. I never knew you, you workers of lawlessness. So there again is a clue as to who these people are. They're workers of lawlessness. They're false prophets. They are diseased trees who bring forth bad fruit. So Jesus will never, ever, ever, ever say to a believer, a true child of God, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. He's going to say, I know you. I've marked you out by my Holy Spirit. You belong to me. You are my brother. That's what Jesus is going to say to us, a child of God the Father himself, one of God's people that will be with God forever. So that's good news. We have confident assurance because of the grace of God. These folks have no assurance. Why? Because they were relying on good works instead of the work of Jesus Christ. Does that make sense, Chris?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate your great questions. Keep them coming, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Well, let's go to Sarah, who's listening to us on The Word as well in Fort Worth, Texas. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I have a question about a situation that I find myself in with family that I'd like to get some guidance on biblically. My husband and I are saved. Our lives belong to Jesus. We have a couple of children. We have someone in our family, a parent of ours that professes to be saved and baptized and all those good things. But we're finding out when they had our children in their care. I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. I'm listening, so keep going.
Okay. I'm going to be blunt and just say when this person had our children in their care, we're finding out that this person has a shoplifting theft problem that they never intended to share with us, but however did this with our children present and got caught. Thankfully, our children were safe, but this person ended up going to jail, being charged with theft. This is a situation that has broken our family apart.
I'm sure.
When we found out, my husband and I felt very betrayed. However, we forgave this person, even though she was never intending to tell us the situation she was going to. She says it was none of our business to know. But during this process of theft, and this, we're finding out it's a long history of lies and theft, but is current at that time being baptized and professing the name of Jesus and everything. I'm very confused because we forgave, but we left our doors open for her to come and visit the children, but she can no longer take the children out of our care. And just with that being said, the whole family has been broken apart because they feel we're being too hard on her. And she says, I'm forgiven. Jesus forgave me. He died for my sins. And therefore, you're keeping this and holding a grudge against me. I should be able to take the children. My husband and I disagree. And we've tried to maintain peace, but every few months this comes up again, and she says, you don't forgive me, you're a fake Christian type of a situation, you won't forgive and forget. And therefore, my husband and I are just at a point where we're feeling like we just need distance from this person. And I'm very confused as to how that can happen when you're actually living a life for Jesus. How do you find yourself in that situation and not feel remorseful enough to even apologize or even try to change? And on top of it, the entire family, it feels like we're the shutouts of the family now.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Sarah, here's a couple of things that I want to say to you first.
Okay.
This is something that you and your husband together make a decision upon, and mm-hmm. y'all are talking through it. You're praying through it.
Yes.
Scratching your heads and trying to figure out the best way forward. Well, the two of you just simply need to rely on the Spirit of God, get into the Word of God, and then make mm-hmm. your decision. And that could be a decision that can change in the future. But mm-hmm. right now you make a decision, and it sounds like you've made a decision that you need to be more protective of your kids as far as their connection with this person. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So you stick to that decision, regardless of what everybody else is saying to you. You have to say, we've made this decision not to punish. Who is this person?
My mother.
Your mother. Not to punish your mother, but to protect your children.
That's right.
Okay. So that's what you say to the family. This isn't about punishment. Okay. This isn't about not forgiving or forgiving. That doesn't have anything to do with this. This is about protecting our children.
Protecting the children.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. So you you stand firm on that decision. Will you get pushback? Okay. Absolutely. Will your mother continue to try to get in your ear and mm-hmm. accuse you of not forgiving and those? Absolutely. That's going to happen. Okay. But you stand firm because you're making a decision based on your love, you and your husband, based on your love for your kids. Okay?
That's right.
That's the deal.
Yes.
That's the deal.
Okay.
Now, would God be moving you to make a decision because you love your kids?
Yes.
Yes, he would.
I mean,
so it's
absolutely.
So it's a good decision, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So stick there. Now, as far as your mom is concerned, the issue there is you don't trust her.
Right.
It's not an issue of forgiveness. You've forgiven mm-hmm. her, okay? But it's an issue of trust. She put your kids in a dangerous situation. Okay?
Yes, she did.
Okay. And if she hasn't come to grips to realize that that's what happened, she put your kids mm-hmm. in a dangerous situation, then give the Holy Spirit, if she's truly in Christ, give the Holy Spirit time to open up her eyes to that. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So your issue there with your mom is trust, one of trust. And
trust.
Forgiveness is given. That's a gift of grace. Trust is something that's going to have to be rebuilt. And that's just going to take time and truth, right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
That's
so if she brings this up again, I think that's what mm-hmm. you have to tell her. Hey, we've forgiven you. That's done. We're not going to bring
that's
up
done.
That issue, but
right.
we're not to the point where we can trust you with our kids. So we've made this
that's
decision
right.
and honor that, respect that. That's not a decision that is necessarily going to be forever. But let's just let the Lord kind of work in this situation, rebuild trust so that things can become even better than what they were before.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense. And that's hopeful. Because my husband and I come from, I guess generational curses on both sides where the children are the most important thing to us. And we want to try to do something different. We are living our lives according to the word. And I mean, that's the most important thing for us. So I think that's what makes it a little confusing for us is how many, I mean, this isn't the first time. Like I said, we both have parents, goodness, with those types of past lives. And, you know, it's confusing. Sometimes you wonder whether does God really intend for you to have to walk away from a parent more than one time in your life. It's a painful thing to have.
Well, it's a painful
mm-hmm.
thing. Absolutely, Sarah, but you are married, and your number one priority is with your husband and with your husband,
mm-hmm.
and so the two of you have become one, and so y'all are together in this. And as long as you're together, you say, "Hey, that's mm-hmm. exactly what God wants for us to be together, to love our kids together, And this is the decision we're making right now. And we're open to seeing if the Lord changes our mind in the future. I mean, this isn't a closed deal. This is something that is going to evolve over time. It's time and truth, you know, takes its good work into account.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate taking the time.
Well, you are welcome, Sarah. Thanks for calling. Let me put you on hold. I want to send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and I think it'll be a real encouragement to you in this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You hold on, and we'll get that to you. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher, and we're glad you have tuned in. We do have a great resource for you this month. It is called Simply Grace. It is a CD series, 6 messages that tell us the why of the grace of God. And it's so vitally important. There are so many people that simply think they're saved by grace. Grace is kind of the door, and once they're in, now it's up to them, then law kind of takes over, and that's not the case. Grace saves us, grace sustains us, grace empowers us. Grace is everything. This Christian life is by grace, through faith, in Jesus, from start to finish. And this is such an important series to your Christian walk, and we want to put it in your hands as our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel this month. All the information on how you can get a copy of Simply Grace is available at our website. That's basicgospel.net, basicgospel.net. Go there right now, click on the donate button, follow the instructions, and be sure to request your copy of Simply Grace. I know you will be glad that you did. Well, in the meantime, let's go to our phone lines again and talk to David in San Jacinto, California. Hi, David.
How are you doing, Bob?
We're doing fantastic. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've been my first time calling, and came to the Lord many years ago when you were on Bob George's radio.
Right.
People to people.
Well, that's fantastic, David.
Amen, because I want to thank the Lord for putting you guys on the radio, because I've grown up believing all my life, but, you know, found out now that it's just more than just believing. But my problem growing up was I grew up in the Catholic Church and, you know, just not really coming to understanding and saying, okay, yeah, that's the truth, you know. And, well, I got to say, I guess the Lord knew my heart, because he knew I wasn't satisfied with what they were. So
you didn't have the answers you were looking for, did you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they were contradicting.
Yes.
You know? And I'd be like, well, it says this here and it says that there. So I'd be like, okay, now. So finally, when I heard you guys, boom, it just like opened up my heart and my mind. The Holy Spirit just said, this is the truth. And I say, everything. It didn't mean that I changed right at that moment, because it was still years down the line when I finally understood total forgiveness.
Oh, man, David, that is fantastic, and thank you so much for jumping on with us today to share that story. We're all seeking answers, and we've all had backgrounds where we've been told all sorts of things that will make us happy, make us content, and we find out those are all lies, and we come to Christ, and we receive the truth, and we find rest for our souls. And that's what you found, David. You found rest in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So thank you so much for letting us know that. We're out of time today. So, David, you're our last caller, and we sure appreciate that great word of encouragement. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Thank you for joining with us. Go to our website, basicgospel.net. Find out more information about this wonderful grace of God that sustain, that saves, that sustains, and empowers us to live as children of God. We'll see you tomorrow.